Today.
Today.
Food for thought.
Yes.
April 30th. Dun, dun, dun. A topic the She Says ladies, I'm sure, would find interesting.
They would.
New study shows people who feel depressed eat more chocolate than those who are in a down mood. Research out of University of California, Davis. Study participants who were depressed ate on average more than 8 servings of chocolate per month compared to more than 5 servings for those not feeling depressed.
Wow. Now remember, if you're consuming way too much sugar, that can add to depression. And actually, your milk chocolates have more sugar than your bittersweet or your dark chocolates, which are more of an antioxidant. And also, there is endorphins that are released because of eating chocolate. It's like exercise, same thing. Endorphins are released, and that's kind of a feel-good, euphoric feeling.
But too much.
It's like anything, you know, everything in moderation. What happens is we get these little buzz things like this, and, you know, we get excited. Oh, wow, chocolate helps depression. And so people begin to consume more because I'm depressed, so I need to eat more. And then you gain weight and you get more depressed. And so, you know, it's
a vicious circle.
It is a vicious circle. Think about why we're putting it in, how much we're putting in, what quality we're putting in, because it makes a big difference. Your types of chocolate, whether they have paraffins and carnauba waxes, and you know, there's pure chocolate, good pure chocolate, and then there's the cheaper chocolates out there that have a lot of fillers in them, just like anything.
You get what you pay for,
absolutely. And actually, if you get the really good chocolates, like the 70% cocoa, then you're going to feel full faster because it's taking care of that little craving. Our bodies are made so wonderfully. They will tell us if we really pay attention and listen to what it's trying to say. You put this in and I get this, I'll mellow out.
Say you're feeling a little down, not to veg out, but what are some good chocolate recipes? What are some things that you can make with chocolate that, you know, a little pick me up?
Oh, chocolate covered strawberries or any of your fruits. If you get a real good apricot, because apricots are really good for you, but just dip that in a real good bittersweet melted chocolate.
Dark chocolate,
yes. And then you can add a little bit of coconut oil. Now, some people, our listeners, are going to be out there going, oh, no, I've heard coconut oil is not good for you at all. Well, hydrogenated coconut oil is not good for you. However, regular organic coconut oil is amazing. For women, their skin will feel so soft. Some women just put it right on their skin. But just eating it, it really helps to keep the skin soft and supple. It's full of oleic acid in your omega-3 type category. So take those strawberries. Those fresh strawberries are going to be coming out here, and we're already seeing some of them. They're amazing. Dip that in a little bit of chocolate and have a nice little fruit tray that you can have to snack on when you have those times of, I just need something a little sweet to get me through.
What if I'm not a fruit person? What's something I can make without fruit?
Well, I love coconut chocolate ice cream, but I make mine with coconut milk and almond milk and good chocolate, ground up, bittersweet chocolate or dark chocolate, and then some nice macaroon type coconut that hasn't been highly processed. That's really good.
Hot chocolate, if you buy it in the store in those little packets, I'm sure that's...
Well, it's got hydrogenated oils. Most of them have corn syrup solids in them. So
more corn than there is chocolate.
Probably so. I only make my hot chocolate from scratch. So I take a good dark chocolate, a black cocoa, and add my own raw sugar to that and make my own syrup. It does not stay in the refrigerator for long. It will ferment very quickly. So, yeah, so you got to kind of be careful, but use it up quickly. Make only what you need. But you take that dark cocoa syrup instead of a Hershey syrup and put that with a good whole milk and try not to get the ultra pasteurized. Get the good stuff and have a nice sip on a nice cup of hot chocolate.
And you can take that with you
anywhere you go. What else do we have that we do? I'll have to go through and see.
You know what? I really like those mint
brownies with
brownie things that you make.
Yeah, and is there anything better than chocolate and mint?
No. And or so, wait, yes, chocolate and peanut butter.
Well, we do those too, and we make our own peanut butter cup that goes on top of that. So that you know, just make your own peanut butter and melt your chocolate on top of that. Yeah, it's all from scratch. When you get that nice little chopped up peanut butter cup on top of that chocolate brownie, all from scratch. And we can put those recipes on the web for you.
And you know what? I want one, but I don't have one, and I'm getting depressed.
I think I can probably hook you up. You come to the kitchen, we got you covered.
Okay, thanks, Sherry.
You're welcome.